Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi, this is Nick Nurse from the world champion Toronto Raptors. You may remember me from Carroll Kemper Knights, University of Northern Iowa Panthers, Grandview Vikings, the Iowa Energy, Iowa State.
Coach, it's only a 30-minute show.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. Anyway, I just want to say thanks to all the Iowans for their support of the Raptors this year. It was great sharing it with you. And now it's time for Sound Off. This show's still on.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
Welcome into Sound Off. Always good to have Nick Nurse bringing us into the show. Obviously, this is not Keith Murphy sitting next to me. This is Mark Freund sitting in for Keith. And you're at the Nick Nurse celebration today,
sure,
and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But, man, what a rise it's been for Nurse to get to the top of the ladder.
Up there, like we just said, with Kurt Warner, yeah, in terms of the all-time great Iowa sports stories from...
And he loves his roots.
Exactly. From pretty much every school in the state, yeah, to an NBA champion in Toronto. It's awesome.
We got a lot to talk about tonight. We want to hear from you as well. The hot topic, we mentioned it, Nick Nurse back in Iowa for his own celebration party. Nurse coached the Toronto Raptors, the Raptors, to the NBA title in his first season. Now he's making all the media rounds. Hundreds of fans and supporters came out to celebrate Nick Nurse Day, and the Carroll native could not be more appreciative of his home state.
He's got free agency to worry about. NBA free agency is off and running. Over $2 billion worth of deals struck in the opening hours. Durant on the move. Where will Kawhi Leonard end up? Harrison Barnes staying in Sacramento, and many more. Give us a call, 515-282-9010. Sound off on any of that. Cubs, Barnstormers, whatever.
All right. It's late June, so we have to find something in sports to get us all riled up, something to get social media buzzing. Well, this week, Hawkeye football did just that. Iowa released pictures and video of alternate uniforms they'll wear on October 12th against Penn State. These are, without a doubt, the boldest of all alternate uniforms under Kirk Ferentz. New Kirk or newer Kirk? Don't call it gold, because these unis are yellow, all yellow, head to toe, throwing the black throwback wing design on the shoulders, and these uniforms get a solid A from me. I like them. Then again, I'm a fan of alternate uniforms. What is it about alternate uniforms that gets fans' blood boiling? It's a uniform that'll be worn one time during the season, once. Something different, something fun. But all it takes is a little scrolling on Twitter to see how many people don't like them. I'll save you some time and energy. Here's the list. Iowa State fans, opposing Big Ten fans, and many old and middle-aged white guys. That's the list. The predictable opposition. You know who does like them? Players. And former players. Marvin McNutt posted this. Coach Kirk Ferentz is in rare form. They are the straight dopest for this. I'll be on the sidelines to see these. Yes, sir. Adrian Claiborne. Those all gold uniforms are fire. Everyone has an opinion on alternate uniforms. Love them, hate them, fire, lit, garbage, banana peels, whatever. Just remember, it's one game. They're not permanent. And those Hawkeye fans against the uniforms? Think back to the last time Iowa wore alternates. At home, against a big name, that turned out okay against Ohio State.
Okay, baseball is America's national pastime for a reason. It's charming, it's for all ages, and it's infused with tradition. Tradition like the seventh inning stretch and take me out to the ball game. And this week, baseball's ballad got one of its best renditions yet.
A one, a two.
the Cookie Monster, and he was captivating. This is 52 seconds of the purest, most innocent baseball bliss known to man. A children's icon singing the sport's flagship song at iconic Wrigley Field in front of a Cubs crowd that's seen their fair share of big names sing this tune. But this performance felt different, and it sounded different, thanks to some clever ad-libbing.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. Me not care if me ever get back.
Oh, it's the best. It's all great. The raspy voice, the flailing movements, and for fans, nostalgia sets in. Now, I'll admit I was never a Sesame Street guy. Up until now, my only emotional connection to the Cookie Monster was the My First Christmas ornament that we put on the Christmas tree at the Freund household every year. That's a thing. But I have a new Cookie Monster memory. The Blue Beast belting it out like the world has just run out of cookie dough. Best known for stealing cookies, he's now stolen hearts across the country, right on down to when he alters the Cubs' post-song token catchphrase. And the Cubs did, not wasting this incredible performance by winning the game. Call the rendition beautiful, call it moving, call it silly if you want, just don't call it crummy.
Well said. Be honest, how many times have you watched that?
Watched it or laughed to it?
The Cookie Monster.
Oh, dozens.
Dozens of times.
Dozens. It's so funny. I can't get enough of it.
I hear you. I heard you laughing like all night in the sports office. Yeah. Just at random times, you're pulling that up watching it.
He's just so good. I mean, the flailing and the cookie. I can't. It's amazing.
All right. What about the Cubs in general? You think this is a team that, all this bringing up Craig Kimbrell and stuff, can they make a run and can they hold on to the Central?
Well, they needed to bolster that bullpen, and boy, did they do it in a big way. His debut at Wrigley Field was electric. I mean, seeing him come into the crowd, he got a standing O before he'd even thrown a pitch. And, yeah, the bullpen help was definitely needed. They're putting up runs. I mean, they're scoring 6 to 8 runs every night. It's just whether the pitching can keep up with it. Like, as we saw today, they lose 8-6.
Yeah, it's going to boil down to the pitching for the Cubs, as it usually does. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what's going to matter. But I think Kimbrell at times, there's going to be moments where he'll struggle a little bit because I think he's just still getting back into pitching in the majors.
Right.
But this is an obvious upgrade in the bullpen for the Cubs. I mean, from what they had, what they still have, to him being one of them. The best closers in the past, 10 years.
And for Kimbrell, you saw in that first game what a difference an atmosphere can make. It ticked up a mile per hour on his fastball. He was throwing 95, 96 here. That fastball got up to 97 in one of those first couple pitches at Wrigley.
If you're calling it right now, who wins the Central? Brewers, Cardinals, or Cubs?
Oh, that's tough. The Brewers are still really good.
They're really good, yeah. I love Yelich.
He's the real – he's the total package.
Yeah.
Power, fielding, he's everything. Yeah, you've got to go with the Brewers at this point.
I think the Brewers are the favorites, but I think if the Cubs, they can fix their pitching in the bullpen gets going, I think they can win it.
Absolutely.
All right, time for lookalikes with a local connection. Tiny Ref judges Casey says, Keith Murphy, you remember him? He still works here, I think. Keith looks like Stellan Skarsgård from the TV series Chernobyl. Tiny Ref? Not feeling that. I'm not seeing that
either.
Yeah,
I'm not either.
Leon Des Moines says international television superstar Chris Hassel. Looks like country music star Jake Owen. Tiny Ref?
That's right.
He likes that one. Okay, I can see a little bit of that.
Yeah.
I can see a little.
He's in there.
Look at that, guys. After all these years, it still fits like a... That fits like a... Now give me a minute and I'll come up with something. It's What's Bugging Andy next.
Time for another game of knockout. Vote on Twitter at SoundOff13. NBA free agency is in full swing, so we go old school. When centers ruled the court, remember that time? It's been a long time ago. One of these has to go. Who is out?
This is a good field. Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain, Shaquille O'Neal, Shaq himself, or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Wow, that's tough.
That's a loaded field there. My guess is they'll probably get rid of Shaq.
Yeah.
He took a, he, love him or hate him type of guy. I mean, but honestly, he might have been the most dominant, physically dominant center, but my guess is he might be the one to go.
I mean, you look at the accomplishments of the other three.
It's really Russell has like 11 titles. Yeah. Jabbar, yeah, it's hard Man. To argue. All right, youth sports have changed a lot in the last 25 to 30 years. More competitive, more money, crazier parents.
That's right. Even the equipment, it's what's bugging Andy.
This is my baseball glove. We go way back to the seventh grade when I pulled off the miraculous feat of convincing my grandmother to buy it for me. My parents thought my old glove was just fine, though it was too small. My parents were both very educated and worked very hard, and they made enough money to buy us fancy sports equipment, but they didn't. Most parents didn't. So all the kids I knew were left fantasizing over the nice stuff. Now, I still love a trip to the sporting goods store. My kids and I stopped at Dick's last weekend. I love that place. There, we met a kid whose parents were buying him a $200 bat and a bag for the bat. The kid and me envied the kid in the store. The bar has been raised, folks. Let's recognize that and accept it. Our kids have more and nicer stuff than we did. Our parents said the same thing. When we give our kids something that we wanted but didn't get, we feel good. It's part of the American dream. But there's a lot of downside to that, and it's been rearing its ugly head this month. There's the fight at the Little League game in Colorado. Those are parents who are taking their 7-year-old's baseball game way too seriously. There's the assault by a 29-year-old man on a 66-year-old umpire at a rec league softball game here in Des Moines, a rec league game. Where do we learn to take this stuff too seriously? Huh, I wonder if it might start in the sporting goods store, where we drop a ton of money on equipment and make our kids seem like something more than they are, and begin to make ourselves feel entitled. You can almost hear those parents in Colorado before the fight on the field. They didn't spend $200 on bats and hundreds more on everything else just to have the 13-year-old umpire blow the call. The softball player bought the Nike compression tights for rec league ball. Damn right he takes it seriously. We see these as extreme examples, and they are. But they're products of the culture that we are creating. One where sports are less about playing the part and more about looking it. The gear is nice, and hey, I'm a little jealous. But it's not responsible for the fun. We are. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Well said, Andy. Up next, more live calls. 515-282-9010. Get your calls in now. Plus, who's in your five? My top five sports movie villains. This guy has to be on the list, right? White Goodman, he's got to be there. Follow us on Twitter at SoundOff13. Talking about the Hawkeye alternate uniforms, Eldon writes, can't say definitely who owns which uniform colors, but the facts do support Hawkeye football owning Matt Campbell, 0-3 versus the Hawks.
Shade. Jacob writes, bring these on over for the blackout on September 14th. By the end of the game, they'll be all snot colored from the real grass we roll with at Jack Trice Stadium.
Oh, ooh. Late June smack talk ooh. Already going down on Twitter because of alternate uniforms. All right, who's in your five? John's top five sports movie villains. Number five, Bud Kilmer, Varsity Blues. The stereotype win at all costs coach, hated by everyone, played by John Voight. You've seen this movie?
One of the few on this list I have not seen, actually.
Watch it. You'll like it.
Yeah.
Number four, White Goodman. Look at this guy. Oh. Just look at him. Dodgeball, leader of the Globo Gym Purple Cobras. Nobody makes White Goodman bleed his own blood. The movie came out 15 years ago. 15 years ago this movie came out.
This was a movie of my childhood. This guy was the real deal when it came to villains.
Oh, love
Slime
this
Slime ball.
Number three, Shooter McGavin. Happy Gilmore, played by Christopher McDonald. The arrogant golf buffoon can't stand Happy Gilmore's rise and popularity, obviously played by Adam Sandler. You've seen this one, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Happy Gilmore.
Classic jealousy in this that film. Oof.
Number two, Johnny Lawrence, Karate Kid, poster child for every high school bully in the 80s. Movie came out 35 years ago. Jeez. That's older than you, Mark.
Yeah.
It's almost older than me, but tell me you've seen Karate Kid.
Absolutely. It's a classic, for sure.
He got beat by the crane?
Yes.
Yeah. Pulled out the crane. And number one, Ivan Drago. Rocky IV. The least amount of lines for a main villain in a movie ever. I counted. He says a total of 46 words the entire movie.
You counted?
46 words.
Wow.
I must break you. Plus, he killed Apollo Creed.
Heartbreaking moment.
But Rocky gets revenge on Drago in the end. But Ivan Drago, the number one sports movie villain. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Couple calls here. Bill in Des Moines. Bill, you've been waiting on line one here. What did you want to talk about, Bill?
Yes, sir. I need to call when Murph's gone, because you don't get in when he's there. But I'm a race fan.
Okay.
And I wanted to give you accolades for you guys bringing up the Iowa Speedway there a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And this weekend at Knoxville, there are no wings, real race cars. And, you know, Knoxville's hurting because I've been to 5 of the 7 rainouts. And
rain's been killing them lately.
Well, you know, weather hasn't been cooperating, but my main deal was you guys talked about the Iowa Speedway, and nobody talks about local race.
We love the Iowa Speedway. They treat us well. They do a great job at the Iowa Speedway, as they do in Knoxville as well, and we're hoping for some good races as we do every weekend. Yeah, we need to keep the track dry for some good races. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And no wings, real race cars.
No wings, real race cars.
There you go.
All right, thank you for the call. What's one more? Let's take Athena. Athena in Urbandale. You want to chime in on Cookie Monster, Athena?
Yes, I just saw that where you had the Cookie Monster deal on, and I'm just wondering, is Cookie Monster going to be the Cubs' good luck charm? Because they've had the go on their tails for the last 100 years as the bad luck. So what's going on with that?
Mark, I'm leaving that for you. Is Cookie Monster the new good luck charm for the Chicago Cubs? I mean, they won a title a few years ago, so they broke the curse a little bit. But maybe if they're now looking for another good luck charm, I mean, this is a good one to go to, right?
They need a new mascot. If the goat is off the hook, you got your prime candidate right here. He gives you he's a lovable loser, right? He's a criminal. He steals cookies. He could be like a lovable loser type guy. And yeah, look at those flailing motions.
What's the name of their googly eyes? What's the name of their real mascot? Don't they have the Cub actual mascot?
Besides the Cubby Bear?
Yeah, but there's a name for him. What's the name of it?
Killing me, I don't know.
I'm blanking on his name. Someone will tweet us.
Yeah, please tweet us the answer.
I'm blanking on his name. What's the Cubs mascot name? Man, all right. We'll get back to it. Up next, knockout results. Plus, Mark and I face off. Would you pay for Scott Frost's autograph? Plus, get your final calls in 515-282-9010. Knockout results. All-time great NBA centers. One has to go.
Shaq is out. 42% of the vote. Probably the right call. Bill Russell right behind him at 34%. Shows you how good these other centers were. Look at those two, 12% for Chamberlain and Kareem.
Man, when Shaq's out, you know it's a good list. All right.
Absolutely.
Let's keep it rolling.
Time to bounce around some more topics. We call it face-off. The Barnstormers lost in the semifinals to Sioux Falls. Iowa leading the whole way, but then quarterback DaQuan Neal got injured, didn't return. It changed the game, John. Tough break.
Yeah, that sucked. Iowa doesn't have a backup quarterback, so wide receiver Ryan Ballantyne had to play quarterback. If Neal doesn't get injured, Barnstormers are playing for a title in 2 weeks.
What could have been? Nebraska football was set to charge kids $35, kids, to get a Scott Frost autograph. They call it the JV team. You get some other perks, but an autograph from Frost is what everybody wanted. Public outcry and social media mocking made the Husker Athletic Department do the right thing and eliminate the $35.
Yeah, good for Nebraska for admitting error. I get the premise of the JV club, but the last thing you want is to leave some kids out because of financial reasons.
Yeah.
Charge adults for an autograph, fine, Kids, no.
Right on. Megan Rapinoe is backing up her talk for Team USA at the World Cup. Rapinoe scored all four goals in the last two games for the U.S.
She's great and not afraid to speak her mind. Right. I have no problem with her not wanting to go to the White House if Team USA wins the Cup. Athletes before her have declined the invitation. Athletes after her will decline as well. It has nothing to do with respect for the military or disrespect for the military or the country, but rather the person in the White House.
That's right. Kevin Durant is signing with the Brooklyn Nets. Durant will team up with Kyrie Irving when he gets healthy. The East just got tougher, but maybe not for two more years.
I thought he would stay in Golden State, and apparently the Knicks wouldn't offer the max contract because of his injury, mm-hmm. So that's why he's in Brooklyn. Durant is expected to miss all of next season, so the Nets won't be a contender till about 2021.
And apparently he took less money to get DeAndre Jordan there
yep.
as well. The International Olympic Committee voted in favor of adding breakdancing to the 2024 Olympics in Paris. This should be right up your alley, John.
Oh, it's true, and I'm all for it. I wonder what the chances are of a 42-year-old white guy with a questionable back repping Team USA.
Not good. Who knows?
Come on, man. Hoping for some support. All right, check this out. Over under. This might be the greatest overrated, underrated in Sound Off history. Overrated Old Town Road. This song is quickly climbing the charts of most annoying songs ever. Underrated Bone Thugs and Harmony. Ghetto Cowboy, released 21 years ago, the original rap cowboy song, and it blows Old Town Road out of the water. You heard this song, Mark?
Old Town Road is just the worst. I'm sorry
so
for all the millennials out there.
Ugh. It's the worst. All right. Let's see. I think we got to get to more calls here. Just to, hold up.
This does not mean that your show is number one. It means you have 1 minute remaining. So keep it tight and keep it simple. Simple. I'm out.
Yeah, we're trying, Tiny Ref. We're trying. All right. Let's go to Susan in Chicago. Susan, what do you want to talk about? Susan, there you go.
Just want to let you know the name of the mascot for the Cubs is Clark.
Yes, that's what I was blanking on. Clark the Cub.
Clark
yes.
the Cub.
I knew they had a mascot. You know, you weren't sure. I knew they had a mascot. Well, I could picture him because there was all this controversy about him not having pants on.
Well, we were talking
he
about
this. He had pants on, so everybody's getting all mad.
You just don't see as many mascots around the ballparks. They're so big.
Yeah, you don't see. Yeah. But Clark Cub. Yeah, I think he's only been the mascot for like 5 or 6 years, but yeah, there's all this controversy because he doesn't have pants on.
Right.
So
Cookie Monster for next.
Cookie Monster for the mascot.
Mascot.
All right. That'll do it for us. We're back next week, and we hope you are too.
We leave you with the Sound Off send off. Carroll native Nick Nurse, you're always welcome on our show, buddy.
Hi, I'm Nick Nurse of the world champion Toronto Raptors. You were the Iowa Energy.
I went in early.
That's okay. Good job, man. I sucked at the beginning of that anyway. See you later. I don't know what the wrap up is.
Now it's time for sound off.
So I gotta end up saying now it's time for sound off. All right. Hi, this is Nick Nurse from the world champion Toronto Raptors. You may remember me from Carroll Kemper Knights, University of Northern Iowa Panthers. Grandview Vikings, the Iowa Energy, Iowa State.
Coach, it's only a 30-minute show.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. Anyway, I just want to say thanks to all the Iowans for their support of the Raptors this year. It was great sharing it with you. And now it's time for Sound Off. This show's still on.